Let's talk number 1-300-872-911. Oh, this is Jimmy on the line out at Loomba. Hello, James.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thanks,
Jimmy.
Instead
of a Loomba, I'm actually in another A spot, but it's called Adelaide. So.
We know you as Jimmy from Aloomba, and you've done some wonderful work over the years with Off the Rails Youth. What are you talking about today, Jimmy?
John, look, here in Adelaide, I try to listen to your show as often as I can. Still, I'm just down on holidays at the moment, seeing my 100-year-old mother. And anyway, I was listening to your show this morning, and I was just appalled to hear what's just been going on up there in the last few days. So, you know, for any of the listeners who may have sort of remembered, you know, the talk that I had with you a couple of weeks ago after the young lad from Darwin with the bottle shop where he got stabbed and murdered.
Yes.
Who was a Cairns boy. Mm. And, you know, the funeral was in Gordonvale, only a week or so ago.
Mm.
And we had that chat, and it was fairly full on, I think. And you know, I know, and I also know that that's also up on your 4CA Listen app, I believe. So, I won't go into. I'm not going to go as long as what I did last time about things, because they can listen to that. That it went for about 12 minutes, and it pretty much lets them know what I'm on about, what I'm planning.
Yeah.
And I've only decided in probably the last few days that I'm actually going to go for it. So what we spoke about as far as a plan and an idea I've got, which is going to be pretty very time-consuming, but it could be, I'm hoping to find a solution to the problems that we got, and I think I've got it. I've worked with youth for probably 40 years, non-Indigenous and Indigenous youth.
Yes.
I've seen everything from all different angles. I've volunteered through my work as well, but I've seen, you know, the problems that these young people go through. I've got an intimate understanding of what goes through their minds. I've got an intimate understanding of the family setup. Like, you know, for everybody, doesn't matter. And this is the thing, it's not white, it's not black, it's not yellow, it's not religious orientation, it's not political orientation, and it's not gender either. You know, it's boys, girls, it's across everybody. So, and that's the way we need to approach it. So what I'm looking at doing now, so I mean, we're all in a stage of despair, I feel, and it's countrywide, no doubt about it, but particularly for Queensland, you know, the state that I live, and for Cairns and the region that I live, it's particularly bad at the moment, as well as, of course, Townsville and Darwin and Alice Springs is just out of control.
Yes.
But I believe there is hope. So there is hope, but somehow, and I've got plans, I've got programs and plans and intervention things and all sorts of stuff. There's going to have to be consequences as well, so it's going to have to come from the other end. So it's going to be consequences, and it's also going to be development of youth. And so there is hope, and I've got plans for that. So
you're being very, very circumspect, which makes me think you don't want to let the cat out of the bag just yet in case there may be some sort of interference or whatever. Is that why you're being a bit circumspect?
Look, yes, John, I am. I'll be honest that I think a lot of our community, a lot of Australians think, and, you know, we're not stupid. We are not stupid. Like, Australians I've got a pretty damn good idea of how things work, and sometimes we're treated like idiots, and, you know, it's all about money and it's all about votes. Look, the consequences, you know, we need to talk to the authorities about consequences.
Yes.
I am a little bit concerned that, you know, I could get white-anted with the things that I'm planning on bringing out.
Yes.
I really hope that I don't.
Yes.
I hope that these people can understand that I don't think they admit there's a, that they're not willing to admit there's a problem. And how can you fix a problem if you can't admit there's a problem? It just doesn't work, John. So they need to first of all admit there's a problem, which they sort of have to a certain extent. And they have done some things as far as, you know, the bail conditions, et cetera, go, which is good. But then there's other things, so much more they can do, and there's so many ways of intervention that what they're doing at the moment is just not working, and it has not been working for the last 30 years, John. Thank you. They've had 30 years to fix this.
Exactly.
Right? So, okay. So, you know, I'm at a stage of my life where I think I can spend time on this. I care about this. And you know what? I was talking to someone last night, and I said, I want to leave my mark on the world. And he said to me, he said, it's no good saying that. He said, you got to do this for yourself. And my son, et cetera. Because like when that boy got stabbed in Darwin, all I could think about was that could have been my son.
Exactly.
Or it could have been, it could have been my friend's son. Yes. It could have been my nephew. It could have been my niece. It could have been someone close to me. So, because I'll be forgotten about. Like, if this doesn't work, well, I'll certainly be forgotten about. But if it does work, I'm still going to be forgotten about, really, because we all become yesterday's news, John. That beautiful girl in Townsville, Jennifer Board, who got, on the motorbike, who got killed on that motorbike I spoke about that at the last interview.
Yeah.
The government at that stage, the state government, were going to change the world as far as the juvenile justice system went.
Yes.
Well, it didn't happen. And 2 or 3 weeks after the event, when it happened, it ended up becoming yesterday's news.
Yeah.
Something else happened. It might have been Russia invading Ukraine. I can't remember what it was. And then it gets put back on the back burner and it's all forgotten about.
Yeah, exactly.
So we need to now, and we're past the stage of despair. It's not we're at the stage of despair, we're past it. So things have got to happen, and I'm prepared to put my hand up. I'm not going to be the messiah, all right? I'm going to have a lot of people helping me. I'm going to have, and I've already got dozens of people on board. I've been, since our last interview, I've been doing a lot of talking to a lot of people. I've got dozens of people on board.
Yeah.
I need another person that, I'm going to need someone who's very attuned to marketing and advertising and social media and all that, about how to get the word out. So, look, if any of your listeners out there are interested might have some time to help and try to make a difference in what we're doing, I'd love to hear from them. So I'm quite happy for you to give them my details. That's
wonderful.
Fine.
Can you do it now? Because we've got to strike while the iron's hot. It's never been more urgent. If you'd listened to Kevin Byrne earlier this morning, the former mayor, my God, we have got to take action as a community because we're under siege. So definitely give us that information, Jimmy. Can you give it to the full detail
sure.
now? You choose whatever way of communication you want to receive
information.
I don't
know how you'd normally do this. Listeners normally give their mobile phone number or their Facebook details or anything like that, because I'm quite happy to do that. But if it's not an appropriate way of doing it,
that's fine. That's fine.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So my mobile number is 0409
yes
349
yes
875
yep.
So again, just for the listeners, if they're getting a pen and paper, it's 0409 349 875
yep.
and it's Jimmy Floyd.
Yes.
And then they can find me on Facebook under Jimmy Power Floyd. And if they want to friend me on Facebook, just look up Jimmy Power Floyd. There'll be a photo of me celebrating my birthday.
Yeah.
And they can have a look at that and say, oh, there he is there. And they can friend me on Facebook if they like, because that's a really good, even though Facebook has its has its problems, it is a good way of communicating with people, particularly the older generation now. So the younger ones use other things like Snapchat and et cetera, et cetera. But, Facebook's good. So I'm happy anyone, and even if they want to ring your radio station and you pass, message on to them as well. So,
okay.
But we've got a lot of work. There's an enormous amount of work to do. This isn't going to be a quick fix. It's going to take years and years and years. But we need to change the mindset of our young people from take, take, take to give, give, give. Yes. And we need to take the parents to task and have consequences for the young people and the parents as well. The parents need to have consequences. So, and we need to have intervention programs for the young people, because some of these young people are beautiful people, right? They need the opportunity to show that they can be beautiful people. So some of the programs I've got set up, like I've got programs set up for visiting kids at the Cairns-based hospital, working at an aged care facility, doing some gardening and maybe playing bingo with the resident, helping out with Anzac Day, helping the RSLs with Anzac Day.
Yes.
As far as setting up tables and chairs and all that sort of thing goes.
Yeah.
Helping with events such as the Great Pyramid Race, doing stuff for them. And then also raising money for maybe a couple of the kids at the Cairns-based hospital. So that's just a quick sample of one program that I've got. And that's what I'd like to do, because we've got to try and attack this from both ends. We've got to attack it from the bottom, where we need the intervention programs, and we've got to tack it from the top, where we need consequences. And that comes down to the Human Rights Commission and the United Nations, from the top down through to the federal state governments, down through to the magistrates, and down through to the courts and all that sort of thing, because that's where it's failing. The police are doing the best they possibly can, okay, to arrest or to try and detain these individuals. They take them to court, and then it's lost. It's lost in court. It's lost by the absolute joke of a juvenile justice system, John.
Exactly. All right, here's the Facebook contact. It's Jimmy Power Floyd, or you can contact Jimmy on this number. It's 0409 349 875. If you didn't get it, Luca's happy to give you that information if you want to ring the station here. You're a gem, Jimmy. Honestly, you've got a heart the size of an elephant, so I really appreciate what you're doing. And stay in touch and let us know how you're going.
Yeah, I will, John. I'll certainly stay in touch.
Wonderful.
Because your support, your show and your support, and what you've been doing for all these years and decades, I mean, for you to listen to me and to take this on board, I really do appreciate it. I hope all the listeners in the whole region appreciate what you do too.
Good on you, Jimmy. Thank you. That's Jimmy. He's out there at Aloomba. I'll just give you that contact again. It's Jimmy Power Floyd, or 0409 349 875.